When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
School is back in session, and you can get back on budget. HelloFresh is 25% less expensive than getting takeout. It's even cheaper than grocery shopping. Get 65% off plus free shipping with code MLM65 at HelloFresh.com/MLM65.
Are you ready for God to burn that cancer out? Here it goes in the mighty... Devil, back off. Back off, devil! Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
That's Peter Popoff. Every day, thousands of people gathered to hear him speak of his spiritual powers and his ability to heal anyone and everyone who walked through those doors. But it wasn't just his healing power that caught the eyes of the audience. It was his seemingly psychic abilities. Imagine this. You walk into a room full of all types of folks. Young, old, able-bodied, disabled, sick, healthy, literally everyone. As Peter walks onto the stage, people scream with excitement. Some are even crying. While you bow your head to pray along with the eccentric and passionate Peter Popoff, he screams about how your belief could heal you. It could heal you of your burdens, your sickness, and your troubles. Suddenly, as you look up at the room around you, he calls out your name. Is there an Illuminati here? Illuminati at 123 Casper Way? Holy shit! That's my address! I've never been here before! How in the hell could he possibly know? And then you look over to see him charging, arms extended, sweating up a storm. Tells me all my ailments and everything that's hurting me. But don't worry, they will hurt me no more. He is here to heal everything. Quickly, he plasters his palm on my forehead, spouts some gibberish, and just like that, boom, healed. Congratulations, I've just been granted a miracle. I know. Don't be too excited for me. The crowd also goes wild behind me, and Peter goes on his way to the next person to do the exact same thing. And this was his whole performance. Walk into the building, pick out individuals, and heal them with divine powers. Of course, it wasn't just people lucky enough to be in the room with him that could have access to the miracles he could do with these divine powers. His sermons were blasted on TV and radio, because if it's not televised, then did it really happen? Now, of course, those divine powers don't come cheap. No, you have to pay for a blessing. But he can do so much more than heal people from a terminal illness. He can solve your debt issues too. That's right. Do you have some money problems? Just actually give him more money and God will make a divine transfer into your divine account. I can't take it seriously, but that's legitimately a thing. God themselves will send you money. And that sounds 100% legit and definitely not a scam. But in the 1980s, Peter Popoff was all the rave. Soon, with the help of a notorious magician, his divine powers would come into question and everything would come crashing down. But don't worry, he makes a miraculous comeback, this time with the help of some magical spring water.
I want to be as sure of the world, the real world around me, as is possible. Now, you can only attain that to a certain
degree. God told me, he said, you smite that cancer with your fist. You want to get rid of this walker, sister? Oh, glory. How long have you been walking on that walk?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Multi-Level Mondays. I'm the Illuminati, and today we're going to be talking about Peter Popoff and his newest miracle scheme, Popoff's Miracle Spring Water. So hang on tight, because this one's going to be a wild ride.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In the 1980s, Peter was the king of TV evangelists. It seemed like you couldn't go anywhere or do anything without hearing or seeing the ecstatic miracle worker push his divine powers, or the money that it took for them to work. One of his most infamous endeavors was collecting money to defeat communism. And that's right, he claimed that a donation could help provide salvation to those on the communist side of the Iron Curtain. So for a short while, he used the funding he got from his TV segments to buy, and I am not joking, helium-filled balloons, which were sent wafting above the Iron Curtain laden with Bibles and religious tracts. Peter is, unsurprisingly, a staunch capitalist and relies on his prosperity preaching to convince anyone that by sending him money, they will miraculously be as rich as him too one day. As he says, that's what God wants. His plan seemed to be working wonderfully for a while. In 1986, his church was bringing in $4 million in donations, most of which went right back into his pockets. That is, of course, until James Randi came out to play. James Randi was the worst nightmare of any person that claimed to have magical powers.
During the 1980s, I entered a world that I found filled with fantasy and rife with abuse, the world of faith healing. I developed a special interest in a television evangelist named Peter Popoff.
God told me.
After years as a magician, he dedicated his life to exposing those who took advantage of the public, aka healers who do not heal. If he decided to expose you, you can bet your ass you were in trouble. There was nothing that rubbed him the wrong way, quite like people scamming others, especially if those people were in desperate need of help. People who are stealing money from the public, cheating them, and misinforming them, that's the kind of thing I've been fighting all my life. Eventually, he turned his attention to one particular man, Peter Popoff. So watch out, Peter, because shit's about to pop off. You get it? Did I do that right? Was that a good joke? I don't think I landed it, but we're gonna go with it anyway. It was 1986, and the exposure of Peter Popoff was broadcasted for the whole world to see on Johnny Carson's wildly popular show, The Tonight Show. Randi starts off by describing Peter's practices, naming random people, walking up to them, and healing them. These are the things that made him famous, and for many people, what solidified the belief that Peter must have divine powers. How else could he have possibly known people's names, addresses, and ailments? Well, with prayer cards. And that's right, it was Peter's best-kept secret. Before every service, aka a taping of his extraordinary powers, he asked his audience to fill out prayer cards, and wouldn't you know it, they included all the information he would spout out spontaneously every day. Isn't that convenient? But you may be thinking, there's no way he could read and memorize all of those before service. How was he just reading off all the cards? It's not like he could just whip them out and read them in the middle of service. That would ruin his whole act. Well, that's where his wife stepped in. Hidden in the background, his wife Elizabeth would have a handy earpiece connected to her magical husband, feeding him all the useful information.
The scanner we brought to the hall picked up a decidedly worldly source.
Hello, Petey, can you hear me? If you can't, you're in trouble.
Popoff was being prompted by his wife through a wireless earpiece.
John?
James Randi discovered the shocking revelation when he and his team of investigators simply snuck in a radio scanner, since Randi was, shall I say, suspicious of Peter's powers. Hello, Peter, can you hear me? If you can't, you're in trouble. And yep, that's his wife, calmly talking and giggling into his ear, about to give him all the secret information that he needs to know to keep up appearances. And she's right. If he couldn't hear her, he'd be in trouble. He'd know nothing. And just like that, the whole scam would be ruined. But little did they know, Randi was already chilling in the background, devising a plan to ruin their lives all by himself. And oh boy, did he succeed. When the exposure episode aired, it was a massive success. Peter had been exposed, and his divine powers were finally revealed for what they actually were. Cheap parlor tricks designed to bring in desperate people, take their money, and leave them unhealed and still in debt.
She lives at 1627 10th Street.
1627 10th Street?
Is that right?
That's right.
She has arthritis all over.
Burning this arthritis.
Soon, the tables would turn on dear old Petey Pooh. Shortly after the episode aired, his profits plummeted. He tried to fix the situation by saying he had only used the device half the time, but who wants to donate to a man that is only sometimes magical? Plus, that's kind of the worst excuse ever. Don't worry, guys, I only lie about my abilities sometimes. Please don't stop giving money to me. Now, not shockingly, this plan did not go over well for him. Then the news just kept getting worse and worse for Peter. It was soon discovered that the God will pay your debt preacher was also in debt, about $1.5 million to be exact. What happened to those divine accounts, Peter? Maybe you just didn't pray hard enough. Maybe you should fill out some of your own prayer cards. His lack of divine God-given money came back to bite him, and soon, only months after he had been exposed, he filed for bankruptcy. People tried to warn him. They said he was growing too fast. The audiences were too big. But no, he decided to just keep on going, praying contributions would come rolling in and preaching his way right into bankruptcy. Whoops. For more than a decade, the world was free of the scammer. Minister. But as we all know, people who scam for a living have a way of rising from the ashes of their prior mistakes, and Peter was no different. In the late 90s and early 2000s, his bullshit ramblings would once again be plastered on cable TV for all to see.
I can breathe. You can breathe. Yes. No pain. No pain. I tell you, it went back.
For about 10 blissful years, we all avoided having to be subjected to Peter Popoff screaming loudly on cable TV or on the radio. But he seems to be just like a cockroach. No matter what you throw at him, he just won't go away. In 1998, he came back in one of the most shocking of ways, on BET. And that's right, the white, evangelistic scam artist, and darn, why do I keep saying that, I meant minister, bought some time on the Black Entertainment Television Network to stage his 1990s comeback. He's not the only one that took this route either. Many white ministers had turned to BET in the 1990s to try to reinvent their image, searching for a new audience. Not shockingly, this strategy to turn to a black audience was widely criticized. Jeffrey Haddon, who was a professor at the University of Virginia studying TV evangelists at the time, critiqued BET, saying, "It's a serious ethical question for BET President Robert Johnson. A network that pats itself on the back for saying it serves the black community ought to stop selling time to people who take advantage of them." And I can't help but agree here. It's not only seriously messed up that Peter and others found that they got caught by their white followers, so they just turned to black followers to start scamming them instead, with the idea that they could understand someone who's been persecuted by the system. But it's also messed up that BET, which is supposed to be dedicated solely to black empowerment and visibility, would sell time to white evangelists trying to scam their audience. Everything about that situation just sits all the way wrong with me. But unfortunately for everyone, his strategy seemed to work out. Soon he was back, and bigger and worse than before. By 2003, Peter was back to making the big bucks, with his organization bringing in over $9 million per year. And from that, he was able to pay his entire family handsomely, with him and his wife making roughly $500,000 a year, and his kids making $100,000. Of course, they got themselves a giant mansion, and in an ingenious move, put it in the name of the church. So what does that mean? Now everyone say it with me now, ready? Tax-free. He was back on TV, exploding from just one network to seven. He was bringing in the money at such a fast pace that his employees could barely keep up. Crystal Sanchez, a former employee, talked to GQ about her experience working with Peter. She had heard of TV evangelists before starting to work with Peter, and she knew they were all scams, but had never heard of him before, so she thought it would be okay. By her second day on the job, she was opening envelopes that contained about $30,000 in donations, and that was just from her envelopes. 20 other women were doing the exact same thing. But with the money came prayer requests too, from people that had seen Peter on TV and were desperate for his help. What happened to those, you might ask? Well, they were shredded. While the gold, trinkets, and thousands of dollars were painstakingly sorted so they could make their way to Peter's pockets, the prayers were shredded on the spot. But they kept on counting, and Peter kept on preaching. This is when he came up with an idea that could change everything, something he could sell to people other than just begging for donations. It was called Popoff's Miracle Spring Water, and it was sold as a miracle water that could save you from your biggest debt, chase off your most terrifying demons, and heal you from your most horrific illnesses. This was his legacy and goldmine, and it would change everything.
Have you been settling on not enough? Have you settled on having pain or disease in your body? God doesn't want you to settle. He wants you to receive. That's why Reverend Peter Popoff wants to send you the Miracle Spring Water absolutely free. Because when you receive the Miracle Spring Water and follow the instructions, your life will supernaturally improve in ways you can hardly imagine.
Hallelujah, thank you.
When you go to Peter's website, you're going to find a few things. First, he opens by saying he's just so pleased that you came to the website, before saying that God has brought you here. As you keep scrolling down, it doesn't take long to get to the Miracle Spring Water. The Miracle Spring Water is a powerful biblical point of contact. Almost all of the miracles in both the Old and New Testaments happened when a point of contact was used. I believe the Miracle Spring Water will help you to use and release your faith as we agree together for the miracle you need. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean, if I'm going to be honest. Now, according to him, so many people have used this miracle water and had their lives changed, so why not you? Right there on the first page is the sign up to request water and send your prayer request. You know, the same ones that are being shredded by his employees. Nowhere does it say what the water is, what it does, or how it will actually help you. Just that he's prayed over it, and it's going to apparently change your life. This is the product that he's been pushing to people for decades, starting right at the point of his miraculous comeback. But it's not just his website that pushes the products. It's those late-night infomercials, too. Every week, in the middle of the night, Peter would appear on the screen before anyone who may still be awake. As the exhausted viewers watch the screen, they hear testimonies from a few satisfied customers, or donators, supporters, I don't really know what to call them. Some, after ordering the magical water, got new houses, new cars, and thousands of dollars. The life of their dreams was finally a reality. God can reverse every negative verdict in your life. All it takes is one small packet of Miracle Spring Water, and everything you want will soon be yours. With just one phone call or one email, this miracle could be yours, and all your debt could be paid, which is, of course, God's wish for you. So, okay, you bite. What happens if you make that call? If you fill out that questionnaire? Well, thanks to our good friends at Truth in Advertising, I can actually tell you exactly what happens. Not surprisingly, the people at Truth in Advertising became immediately intrigued by the prospect of miracle water. I mean, a vial of water that somehow solves all your problems? That is very intriguing. So in 2018, they decided to order what was advertised as their free water. That, allegedly, according to Peter, came with no obligation. Within a few weeks, they received a response. Enclosed in the envelope was a super long letter and their own personal serving of the infamous miracle water. No disrespect to anyone, but in my spirit, I feel you've tried to get help before, but to no avail. Many are not anointed to deal with difficult cases. Perhaps this anointing is so strong upon me because I have personally overcome some of the same challenges you are now facing in my own life. And yep, that's the first sentence, and you heard that right. Peter had been anointed by God because he had overcome difficulties. I feel like we've all overcome difficulties in life, so where's my anointment, Peter? The letter continues by instructing who they call Tina, aka Truth in Advertising, which is just hilarious and genius, to follow every step before opening the miracle water. What follows is the most nonsensical rambling I have ever seen in my entire life. And seriously, this man just repeats the same thing over and over again about how God will help you, how he's been assigned to help you, and how dramatic turns your life will take and all the different ways for seven damn pages. Eventually, he gets down to the nitty-gritty, to the idea that for the water to work, you must qualify yourself. So how exactly do you do that, you might ask? Well, you send him money. Who would have guessed that? What happened to the water being completely free, Peter? But wait, it's also not just some random amount of money. No, it is a holy amount of money, because he instructs them to send exactly $19, because one is the number of the Father, and nine is the Father's number of new birth. Surely, when you send that money and the empty vial back to him, you will get your miracle, right? No. That just gets you the seven secret prophetic events which guides you to your miracle. So did it work? Did the people at Truth in Advertising get their miracle? Was there a divine check in the mail? No. But in the 5 months they waited for their miracle, they did get multiple additional letters from Peter in the mail requesting more miracle seed money. Over the course of their operation, Peter asked for more than $300 to perform their miracles. But alas, no such miracle ever came. Thankfully, Truth in Advertising was not Peter's normal target. They aren't normal people desperate for help leaning on someone that claims he can save their lives. Unfortunately, that has happened many times, and their stories are heartbreaking. Before we talk about the truth and the reality of what Miracle Spring Water actually is, I'm going to take a quick moment to thank today's sponsors. ShipStation sets you up for growth by directly integrating with every shopping cart and storefront, so your products are easier to find, easier to manage, and easier to get into the hands of happy customers. So don't wait until you're drowning in orders to find the right shipping solution. Upgrade to ShipStation today. The busy season is upon us. We're officially in October. That means it's Q4, and that means the end of the year boosts for companies everywhere, no matter how large or how small, are right here, right now. And with the holiday season comes many folks that are looking to purchase products from your shop. And what happens when you're overloaded with so many orders? Well, you have to find a way to organize them. And thankfully, ShipStation does a lot more than just that, but that's also one of the benefits. ShipStation integrates with every platform, including Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and Shopify. It makes it easy to manage all your shipping from one simple dashboard. You can save time with consolidated order management and automated shipping updates for your customers too. And you can easily compare carriers, rates, and delivery times to get the most out of every send. and many companies have switched to using ShipStation and absolutely love it, including the Sock Club, Conscious Box, Saddleback Leather, and Latched Mama. So ship more and grow more with ShipStation. Go to ShipStation.com today and sign up with promo code MLM for a free 60-day trial. Start today and get set up before the biggest shipping season of the year. And again, that's 2 months for free when you visit ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and type in code MLM. When you use the bathroom, you always close the door behind you, right? You don't want some random passerby looking in on you. So why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Did you know that your internet service provider knows every single website you visit? And what's worse is they can sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who will use your data to target you. But ExpressVPN puts a stop to this. It creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so that your online activity can't be seen. I use ExpressVPN on my computer, obviously, but recently I put it on my phone and I couldn't figure it out for a little bit because I'm absolutely technologically stupid, but I finally figured it out and it's so nice because I do a lot of work on the go and in different locations all the time. So it's really nice to know that what I do on my phone is also protected and secured. And it was super easy to set up once I got past me being stupid, and it works like a charm. So if you're like me and believe your online activity is your business and your business alone, secure yourself by visiting expressvpn.com/MLM today. Use my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/MLM, and you can get an extra 3 months for free. Again, that's expressvpn.com/MLM. In 2001, Carol Bercier was desperate for a miracle. Her sons had been diagnosed with an illness, and she was praying for something that could come along and save her family. That's when Popoff appeared on her screen, and instantly, she was hooked. I saw him talking to me, straight to me, like he was just telling me exactly what I was going through. So she called the number on the screen and waited anxiously for her miracle spring water, which she had been told could save her family. When it did arrive, she got the same letter as Truth in Advertising, only this one claimed that the blessed water was actually water from Chernobyl. And that's right, the site of the deadliest nuclear incident in history is apparently where he was sourcing his water from. Somehow, and apparently. That is where Peter claimed the water was from, at least. According to him, this water had protected the people who drank from it after the Chernobyl disaster. But do not drink it. Do not drink the water. She was told in the letter that the water could help her prosper financially and protect the faithful. Then she was instructed to sleep with the water for a night, pray over the empty packet in the morning, and then send it back to Peter. Of course, she had to include some money, $17 to be exact. But wait, there was more. Soon, Carol started receiving more letters, one after the other, that asked for more money in exchange for more miracle substances that would solve all her issues. Unfortunately, these miracles never came to fruition and her sons were never healed. After the ordeal, she now believes that Peter used her faith against her. Unfortunately, this is just one of many stories. Janet Morgano, who is a single mother of two children, sent $20 to Peter in hopes of his debt cancellation claims that they would come true, obviously. After her first initial deposit, Peter then sent her a letter asking for an additional $1,001. It was that exact. Desperate for help, she sent him everything she could afford, which was $300. It was the money she needed for her bills and a recovery after a car accident. But she had faith. She had faith that he could save her. But once again, his promises fell flat, and Janet was left struggling even worse than before, all thanks to Peter. One man, Stephen Lyles, recounted a heartbreaking story of finding letters from his father, written to Peter after he passed away from stage 4 cancer. Peter had promised to heal him as long as he sent him money. He was claiming if you sent him enough money that he's got a miracle phone line to God and he can just pick up the phone line, talk to God, and you'll be cured as long as you send him enough money. What's particularly fucked up about this situation is even after his father's death, Steve is actually still receiving Peter's letters, which is one of the most disgusting things I've heard of. And this is the story, unfortunately, over and over again. Desperate people send their hard-earned money and strongly needed cash to Peter, praying for a miracle. Every time he asks for more, every time they wait for something to happen, and every time he fails to deliver. He scams the most desperate people in our society, the people with sick relatives, terminal illnesses, the people who are being crushed by crippling debt. Meanwhile, he sits back counting his money without a care in the world. People continue to try and expose him for who he actually is, which is a fraud. And even the damn water itself is a fraud. Remember the claim that the miracle water was from Chernobyl? Yeah, something about that sounds real fishy, doesn't it? How could he have a constant stream of this shipped in to send to people that he's scamming? Well, the short answer is he's not. The water is actually Poland Spring tap water. And that's right. It's normal water that was shipped from the company to their headquarters. That was it. But don't worry. Peter claims to send his own pre-blessed water to add to the Poland Spring sample to send to people. If I had to guess, I would say that's just normal, everyday tap water. But I'm just speculating. So not only are people paying thousands of dollars to get a miracle that never comes, but they're also paying thousands of dollars to get a water in a tiny vial that they could have bought at a grocery store. Seriously, this man absolutely disgusts me. But despite all of this, the man just keeps on growing. His prosperity message, one that's been used over and over again by TV evangelists, seems to work for only one person, him. According to Celebrity Net Worth, he's worth about $10 million at the moment. All of this has been earned by lying, stealing, and scamming the world's most faithful and most distressed people. As income inequality runs rampant, rent rises, and student debt skyrockets, he raises the prices of his miracle water. He's not here to help you, let me be clear. He's here to steal from you. Peter Popoff has been scamming people for almost 50 years, minus his little bankruptcy hiatus. While the water may be the newest iteration, it's the same bullshit just wrapped with a new bow. He takes advantage of anyone he can, without any consideration of the horrors people are facing in life and the damage he is causing just to make a buck. I hate to say he'll just keep on doing it, but sure as hell seems that way since I found no lawsuits, no government interference, and not even anything trying to strip him of his tax-free status. Nope. He just continues on, free as a bird, spewing lies that he can help the destitute. He, the water, and his divine powers are all a scam. It's been proven time and time again, and it's time for him to drop the fucking act. Peter, you may be divine, but I don't think it's the kind of divine you claim to be. I think it's more of the fallen type. The type that deserves to be somewhere very hot. That kind. Change your ways. But with all of that being said, unfortunately, this is where we're ending today's episode of Multi-Level Mondays. Unfortunately, sometimes there is no good solution. This is just literally what he's out there doing, and no one seems to want to start a class action, or the government doesn't want to interfere. It's kind of a depressing end when there's no accountability going on, but that is unfortunately the end of today's episode. I hope you learned something new today. Please make sure you're liking, following, and subscribing to stay up to date on all the new content. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.